The one thing that I really wanted to show you that I'm very proud of on the film is that me and her are on the box cover of the movie.
Oh, great.
But the thing that I want to tell you about that, that's the most important, not so much that I'm on the box cover, I'm going to find it right now, not so much that I'm on the box cover, but that they didn't put Buck Angel the Man with the Pussy on the box cover. They just put Buck Angel. Now, I don't know if that... if you understand what that means. But what that means is usually on all the box covers that I have been on in another movie, it's always been Buck Angel, the Man with the Pussy.
It was like your brand at first.
So now it's just like Buck Angel. They're not explaining that I'm a man with a pussy. That's normalizing me. To me, that's a big deal. Because it's like actually giving me really the sort of respect of being a man. You know, and it's not like they have to spell it out like, oh, here's this man with a vagina, and he's going to be doing this scene with Valentina Nappi. Sorry, I wanted to show you. So for me, that was like a big, big deal because they respected me and enough to put me on the box cover as just a man. You know, just a man. Not really. So, I can't find the box cover. I'm sorry. I'll find it later and send it to you.
Yeah, that's funny because Evangeline is like so hetero.
Oh, it's totally
cliche,
hetero.
Cliche,
completely,
porn and everything.
Completely.
It makes me want to do porn.
Like honestly, I don't want to do porn that way. I don't want to be an actor because I really just have so many more things going on. But whenever an opportunity like that comes to me, it just, you know, I already know I open the doors now for more trans guys to maybe be.
Yeah, it's like
casting.
You say, like pushing the boundaries.
Always.
And doing things that people haven't done before.
You have to do that. If you,
wow.
You know, you are. Your presence in camming is already opening doors for other people.
Yeah, but it's kind of hard to realize it and to accept it as well.
No,
oh,
but it's so that's the box cover. There's just Valentina and Buck.
Yeah, it's a good
that
cover.
To me is so fucking powerful.
Yeah,
it's just like it has normalized us. You know, it has normalized us. We are there now. I'll send you a video later of a little bit of the shoot. I think you'll like it. But what you do is also the same thing, my friend. The minute you put yourself out there and you make a representation, another woman will see you and say, huh?
Yeah, it's starting to happen.
Of course.
It's
they're going to look
scary,
at you and say, no, don't ever take fear. Is the worst thing you can ever do in anything. Fear creates a block.
Yeah.
It does, because think about what happens when you fear something.
Yeah.
You're doing it right now.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm not really sure.
You're
second guessing.
It's because I don't feel, how do you say it? There's this thing called in psychology, like it's like you feel like an how do you say imposter? How do you say?
Yeah, an imposter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel like.
Like it's not your place, and you're not.
Right.
not the one to do it. You're not a professional. I don't know.
That is the wrong attitude.
I know a lot of cam girls that cam a lot more than me, and that have been camming for
so
long, and I'm like, why do people turn to me? Why do they call me to speak in the media, on the radio, on the newspapers? Everyone's calling me like they want me on TV, and I'm like, why?
Because
why
you
why?
Just put something out there that didn't exist before. You should be very proud of yourself, my friend. That is an opportunity. No, you're looking at it the wrong way. You have been handed an opportunity. You can now choose to take that opportunity, or you could say, I'm not good enough. I'm not going to take it. I have fear. And then what are you going to do? You're going to be so mad at yourself because you just lost that opportunity. Now, if you take the opportunity and the opportunity does not expand itself, well, it just wasn't meant for you, my friend, and you have another road. But if you lose that opportunity, I guarantee you right now you will regret it for the rest of your life. Stop having fear. This is what I try to teach the world. Anything. We cannot fear Trump. That's what they want us to do.
Yeah.
You cannot fear becoming a representation of something that you want to put out in the world, which is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Other women, or even other guys, or other people are going to see that and say, I really love this woman's strong, awesome attitude towards sex. That's the thing that you're doing, is you're bringing this positive, awesome energy to sexuality. You should be very proud of yourself. That's creating change. You can't create change without visibility. That means every single one of us are visible. That's how we create change. Not everybody wants to see me or even cares about me. They might want to see you, or they might want to see that person. That's why we need to create visibility on every single spectrum of whatever that is. Nobody's just a representation. That doesn't exist. Not one person is. We all are. There's abundance in the world. People need to stop being so. There's enough for all of us. Stop being so fucking greedy.
yeah, of course.
Those poor cam girls, they're sad.
Yeah.
They're sad. The only reason why somebody does this, hoard something, is because they're sad. Mm. And they don't feel connected. They feel scared, right? People feel scared is when they don't want to share. When people aren't scared, they share. Mm. I'm not scared of anything. You can have whatever you want. Ask me. You can have it. I'll help you. I have no... Because abundance is there, my friend. The more we create, the more we have. The less we create, the less we have. It's such a simple thing.